Welcome to the new Yankee Word Shop, an English and Portuguese celebration of words. That's Louise.
And that's Monica.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Or should I say, Bom final de semana.
Exactly. That's very cute. Okay. So, Monica, before we continue, I would like to take a few moments to say a couple of things. First of all, I want to congratulate you on the amazing job you're doing. You are coming up with very interesting topics for us to talk about.
And
you're engaging people. You are getting them to participate. And on Facebook, you are posting about the podcast, which I know attracts new listeners. So thank you. I know you're doing a great job, and I'm very happy to be a part of this project. I know it's your brainchild and you deserve all the merit.
You're so sweet.
Anyway,
yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so continuing, moving on. I would also like to thank everyone who's been listening to us and commenting. It's it really makes it all worthwhile. So thank you guys. And we're doing this to have fun, but to actually see you guys have fun as well. So thank you. I just wanted to say obrigado. Thank you.
Really, thank you guys so much. We're so excited to have you listening, and we're trying to come up with fun stuff that we can talk to you guys about. And also to get people to talk to us about New England, because I don't get to talk enough about New England.
I love talking about New England, so it's fine. It's actually a good excuse. So I just wanted to tell you what I had prepared for today.
Mm.
I made a list of 10 movies, actually 11, because there's a bonus one. Because the thing is, when you have a movie that is being released in different countries, whose first language is not English, they have to obviously translate. So when a movie in English, a movie, especially a movie from the United States, is being released in a country whose first language is not English, obviously they have to translate. And nowadays it's becoming less common, but they translate the title of the movie. But the funny thing is, sometimes they have to translate not just the word, but they have to translate the idea. Because sometimes it doesn't make a lot of sense to just use a direct translation. So I've come up with a list of 10 very famous movies, actually 11, because there is one that is a bonus. I am going to do something crazy. I am going to read, translating it back to English. I'm going to read the Brazilian version, translating it back to English. And based on this translation of the translation, I would like you to have you guess the movie I'm talking about. Of course, I'm going to give you some context. I'm not going to say a random name. I'm going to say, oh, this is a movie from the 70s. This is a war movie or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. When you say the Portuguese titles, can you let me try to guess from the Portuguese first and then from the English translated?
Of course, it's going to be very difficult, but you can try it because it's really, really different.
I figure if we're going to go wild here, we might as well go extra wild.
It's a deal. Let me know when I can start.
Okay. Movie, Portuguese, English, Portuguese quiz.
Okay. This is my favorite one because it's so outrageous and it's a movie that I actually love.
Okay.
It's a comedy. It's from the 2000s. Mm-hmm. I can't pinpoint the year, but I'm guessing it's like 2010, 2011 maybe.
Anyway, okay.
So it's going to be difficult, but I am going to say it in Portuguese anyway. The name that it received in Portuguese, the Portuguese version, was Se Beber Não Case. Se Beber. No, I'm exaggerating my pronunciation here, but anyway.
Yeah.
Se beber, não case. It's a comedy movie, very famous.
Well, if it's very famous, I think I don't know what it is. I had a guess because you said bebe, if it was baby mama or something.
Oh, but that's cute, but no. It's no? Okay. Bebir in this case is the verb to drink. The infinitive of the verb to drink, exactly. Or the verb drink.
That was my next guess.
Okay. But yes, you're drink. Right. Bebe, bebe is baby. So.
Mm-hmm. I'm not getting it in Portuguese, but go ahead and do the funny English one.
Okay. So this, like I said, this one is outrageous, but I love it because I love this movie. It says, if you drink, don't get married.
If you drink, don't get married?
A comedy movie, very famous one from the 2000s. Maybe 2010, I can even check.
Okay. There must be a movie where people got drunk and woke up married.
Almost, you're getting there.
Is it the Hangover?
Exactly.
Oh my God, I can't believe I got it.
You guys can't see it, but I'm going to use the reaction of clapping hands. Anyway, so good job. And I think it's outrageous, if you drink, don't get married, but it kind of explains what the movie is about. So I like it.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on. This one is old, but it looks like, when I say old, I mean like the 70s maybe? Let me see. 77. It's from 77. For people who are curious, by the way, The Hangover is from 2009. So moving on.
Oh, okay.
This next one, I think if I say the director, it's going to make everything very easy. But it's a movie from the 70s. It's a comedy, but it's not the kind of comedy that you're going to laugh out loud. It's just a more intelligent type of comedy, directed by a very famous person.
Okay.
I'm going to say it. Let's try it in Portuguese then. So it's Noivo Neuro. I'm sorry. Let me start again. Noivo Neurótico, Noiva Nervosa. Just to remind you guys, I have an accent in Portuguese as well, just like you guys have an accent in English. And some people in Brazil, they would pronounce the R as in similar to the English R. So nervosa would sound like nervosa, but that's just the accent that I have in Portuguese. But anyway, so Monica, it's noivo neurótico, noiva nervosa. I think neurótico, you can guess.
So is it something about a new, crazy, new... nervous?
That's close enough. Close enough.
Nervous.
Okay. Any guesses? If it becomes too difficult, I can give you the name of the director. But let's just wait a bit.
Yeah, I don't have a guess based on sure. that. Maybe sure. another clue.
So, okay, let me give you the crazy translation and then we can mm-hmm. move on with the clues. So it would be something like, again, guys, I am not an official translator, so it's just a free translation that I'm doing here. Noivo Neurótico would be something like neurotic groom.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And Noiva Nervosa would be something like an angry / nervous bride. Why did I use the / Because nervosa in Portuguese could be either angry or anxious. So it depends on the context. Anywho, so this movie was directed by Woody Allen.
Okay.
1977. And the original title is the name of a woman.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say, if it was Woody Allen, I was gonna guess Annie Hall, but exactly. That's just because it's really famous. So why is it called Neurotic Room?
Neurotic Groom.
Oh, groom.
Groom, not room.
So you meant like Like a room, like a bedroom. No.
Yeah, like a groom, a man who's about to get married. A groom.
Have you seen that, like, when I was little and didn't understand what was happening? Did they end up married in that movie?
Well, that is a very good question. I've never seen it because, don't judge me, but I'm not a huge Woody Allen fan. I do like some of his movies, but not all of them.
Given that he's a huge pedophile, a lot of people aren't.
Yeah, I'm not even going there. I'm just talking about his work, but yeah.
His movies, yeah. Gotcha.
Anyway, so, but that was a good guess, though. The next one is one that I like very much, and I am sure you know this movie. Let me see. But it's so different that you might not be able to guess. I am going to translate it more freely than the other ones because I can't find a specific word. So it's from 1965. I think I'm going to make it easier for you. It's a musical. This is going to be very difficult because it's a word that we don't even use a lot in Portuguese, but it's called A Noviça Rebelde. A Noviça Rebelde. See if you can guess at least the second word. A Noviça Rebelde. I'm exaggerating the pronunciation.
Okay. I think not.
No? Okay. So
no, I think the only one I would have a guess for is the first Anniviso, because it sounds like your words having to do with anniversary or once a year type things, but that could be not what that is.
No, it's not. But it, well, in your defense, it's a word that we don't use a lot in Portuguese anyway.
I was hoping the obscure word was rebelde. But that's the normal one you use?
Yeah, this is one that we use a lot. Yeah. I'm going to use a specific word and then you can help me, because honestly, it's not a word that I use every day in Portuguese or in English. But anyway, okay. I would translate this crazy translation, translate it back to English, as the rebel nun. As in somebody who is studying to become a member of a religious group.
The rebel nun. And what year is it from? Yeah, my guess was Sound of Music, but I also was thinking of Sister Act because of Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah, but that's, now that you know it's from 65.
Yeah, it's definitely Sound of Music. Sound of
Music, exactly. It's the rebel nun.
How do you solve a problem like Maria? That's a good question.
That's good. Good. That's very clever.
I just remember from watching it, like one of the million times we watched it when we were kids, laughing when she first goes to the convent. She's talking about giving away her possessions because she's joining the convent. She doesn't need them. So I think she asks if they're going to donate her clothes. And one of the nuns goes, "The poor don't want your clothes."
Yeah, that's kind of mean, actually.
Yeah, that's kind of funny.
So continuing, number four is a very famous film. I'm almost sure you have seen it. It's a classic. It's a movie from 1954. Janela Indiscreta. Janela Indiscreta.
Whoa. I wrote in D's in both of those.
Oh, okay.
So does that mean indiscretion?
Almost. Yeah. The adjective, indiscreet. That's good. That's a good guess. So Janela, any ideas?
Nope.
Janela means window. So it would be the indiscreet window. Well, oh, again. Go ahead.
It's rear window.
Good job. Excellent. Nice.
Because he sees a murder through the window.
Sure. That's nice. This next one. I think I'm going to be judged by the way that I translate the next one, because honestly, nothing else has come to mind. but this is as outrageous as If You Drink, Don't Get Married. But it's funny, though. But honestly, I think it makes... Well, both of them make sense if you think in, as in the what the movie is about, the plot of the movie. But anyway, number five is You might kind of get this one. O Poderoso, Poderoso, Chefão. Chefão would be the big something. It comes from chefe. O Poderoso Chefão. This is a very famous movie.
From what year do you know?
1972. It's a classic. It's in the, when you put on at the end, it's in the argumentative. It means something to, right? It's the bigger version of something, but anyway. So, O Poderoso, can you guess? Because chefão, you're not going to guess, but Poderoso, can you guess what it means in Portuguese?
Poderoso?
Poderoso, yeah. Poderoso would be the masculine, and the feminine would be Poderosa. No?
It doesn't have to do with feet, right?
No, because you're thinking of pé, but that's good.
Okay. No, I have no idea then.
It's powerful, but I would translate this one back into English as the mighty big boss.
The mighty big boss.
Yeah, or the powerful big boss, if you will.
Oh, is it the Godfather?
You're good.
Well, the thing is, you picked like the top tier most famous movies that like anyone would know. So you're really handing it to me on a platter.
Yeah, give me. Oh, okay. You should try to give me a break next time we play Baldur Dash and try.
Oh yeah, I should do an obvious one.
This one is funny, but it's not such a famous movie. It's more like, you might have seen it when you were a kid, but it's too old. I think it's from that, like 1968. So I almost said the title in Portuguese. In English, I'm sorry. It's from 1968, but it's a famous movie. It's not a cartoon, but it's a Disney movie.
Oh, okay.
And it's the title in Portuguese is Se Meu Fusca Falasse. Se Meu Fusca Falasse. Just to give you a hint, Fusca is a type of car. So, Se Meu Fusca Falasse.
Is it Yes Car Say Yes?
You're confusing si as in if and sing as in okay. Yes, but yeah, you're going in the not exactly the right direction, but you're showing goodwill. So if it's literally, it would be called If My Volkswagen Beetle Could Talk.
I think I know what this is supposed to be. Does that mean it's Herbie the Love Bug?
Exactly.
I'm just laughing at If My Volkswagen Could Talk. For some reason, that sentence is funny to me.
Yeah, because Fusca is that specific type of Volkswagen car, the Beetle.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
What does Fusca specifically mean in Portuguese?
It's the car. We basically use it for the car, but if I'm not mistaken, it's also a kind of a bug.
Cute. So yeah. They're both bugs. Aw.
I'm going to check, because once I checked it, because it's just such a ubiquitous name in Portuguese and in Brazil, mm-hmm. Fusca, that we don't even bother to think what it means, Fusca. Let's see. It's a species of wild duck. It's a wild duck. But apparently it's a wild duck. It has nothing to do with the insects. But good job, me.
That's kind of weird.
Isn't it?
But anyway. Why did they name it after a duck? That's odd.
I don't know. Anywho, this one is a movie I grew up watching. I'm not even going to say the time of year, because I think you're going to be able to guess it just from the title in Portuguese.
Okay.
Again, guys, I'm just, this is a more liberal translation. I'm not an official translator. This one is a classic, and it's called, in Portuguese, translating it back to English would be something like, "They Forgot About Me."
Oh, gotcha. So it must be Home Alone?
Exactly.
Because they left him behind.
Exactly, yeah. So, esqueceram de mim. Esqueceram means they forgot.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody forgot, someone forgot. Of me, de mim would be of me. Forgot about me, they forgot of me, if you translate it directly.
Yeah.
I know that this one is one that people criticize a lot. But if you just use the words, if you just use the direct translation into Portuguese, it would be strange. Why would you be home alone? Who is home alone? So, you know, I think it's cute. They forgot about me. They left me behind. So that's
Remind me to send you a link because I think you would enjoy it. There's a podcast called Sawbones that's a doctor and a comedian talking about medical history.
Mm-hmm.
And one time they decided to dissect all of the injuries in Home Alone. And I don't know if they kept a tally of how many times they died, but they would have died multiple times.
What I'm going to say, I'm not going to say it. I'm just going to mention it. I'm going to mention a cartoon that is not politically correct at all, but I love Family Guy. And they have a clip that they make fun of Home Alone, that you should watch it because it's hilarious, but it's completely politically incorrect. They call it Home Alone with Competent Robbers.
I think maybe you sent it to me once because I'm trying really hard not to die laughing right now.
It's very funny, you guys. You should watch it.
Yeah, later on, once we post this, I'll have to put the link on the Facebook page. Oh my God.
But anyway, this one is a series of movies that I love. They are from the late 70s and the early 80s, maybe. Let's see. Da-da-da-da-da. And it's a series of movies. They started, oh no, the first one is from 1988. I thought it was from the late 70s.
Oh.
So, anywho, it's from 1988. And it's a series of comedy movies. I grew up watching them. I used to laugh so hard with them. But the title in Portuguese makes no sense. It's Corra. As in, it's the imperative of run. Corra que a polícia vem aí. Corra que a polícia vem aí. Polícia is a word that you might recognize.
Yeah, that would be police, right?
Exactly. So run, police.
From the police.
Something. Basically, that is the idea of the title. But honestly, you're not going to guess it because it's completely different. Go ahead.
After the word policia, then you said something that sounded like veja, and then what?
Vem, as in the verb to come.
Okay.
Or aí is a word that means there.
I'm from the police there.
Yeah, this one is just too crazy. Can I give you the translation?
Yeah, I have a guess based on a series of crime movies from the 80s.
You're kidding me. You're not going to guess it, are you?
Well, no, I won't say it. Go ahead and do the translation.
Don't spoil my fun. I'm having so much fun. So, but it's run because the police is coming.
Run because the police is coming. Well, my guess was Pink Panther, but now I don't think that's what it is.
It's,
that may have been 70s.
It might have. I don't know. It's the Naked Gun series. Do you know?
Oh.
With Leslie Nielsen.
Yes. Did he have a TV show? Hmm. I feel like he did.
Maybe.
It's bonkers.
Yeah.
Also, I enjoy hearing the parrots outside.
Yes. Great that you can hear them. Yeah, they're it's very so noisy. Funny.
Because like anywhere in the northern U.S., people would think maybe you have pets. But no, it's just like flocks of exotic parrots that just hang out.
Yeah. It makes it sound like I live in the jungle, but it's just, it's a city and we have a lot of birds. That's it.
Yeah.
You can hear them. Yeah.
And the birds don't care about borders. They don't care.
No, they don't. So the last one, which is a bonus, is these movies, they were famous when we were teenagers. They are slasher movies, or slasher films. Mm-hmm. And this last one is not even crazy. They just chose a similar word and to give an idea of what the movie's about. Mm-hmm. But the name, and it's going to be very similar to the word in English, so you might be able to guess it. The name mm-hmm. in Portuguese of this this series of movies is Pânico. Pânico. What is the word in English?
Is that the letter P at the beginning of that word?
P, uh-huh. P is in Peter.
Pânico.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have no idea about that one.
Panic. Like it would translate in, back into English as panic.
Oh, okay. Mm. Well, I'm proud of myself for knowing that was P-A-N and not P-U-N. Good. Good for me. Panic. Mm. Well, that means it's probably not I Know What You Did Last Summer.
No, actually that would be a safe guess, but no, it's Scream. Oh.
Yeah, I just got it.
if I hadn't given you the answer, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
I skipped one. This one is I have to check. Oh, by the way, guys, the bird that Monica called parrots. I know that your husband is going to correct me because he's crazy about birds, but I would translate it because of the word we use in Portuguese for the other type of bird. I would call these ones, I would call them green macaws, mm-hmm. but it might be something like an green ara militaris or something, but it's a macaw because the word arara is the word that we use for macaw, and I know that mm-hmm. there's a bird called blue macaw, so and they're green, so I'm just mm-hmm. being a biologist here and calling them a green macaw. Because yeah. That's who I am.
I think parrots fall under sure. macaws fall under the umbrella of parrots.
Oh, okay. So I was just guessing anyway. Okay. The last one, I accidentally skipped one. It's a movie from, it's an old movie. I need to Google it. It's from 1958. Mm-hmm. It's from another very, very famous movie director. In Portuguese, it looks very different. the title is Um Corpo Que Cai. Corpo. If you guys speak Spanish, you might recognize the word corpo. It's a bit similar.
No, I have no idea on that one.
Nope. Okay. I would translate it as a body that falls. A body that falls. I don't know why I'm overly careful with my pronunciation in English because you can understand it just fine. So a body that falls. I don't know why I'm going a body that falls.
You're probably in the habit with your exactly. students.
Yeah, sure. So, body.
A body that falls.
Anyway.
A body that falls.
Yeah, it's from 1958 from a very famous movie director.
So it's maybe thriller. It's from Hitchcock?
Ah, I hate you.
Oh, So which one? I mean, it's clearly about a murder, but a lot of them were about murders. So
super safe guess.
So his most famous one, funny reasons, is probably The Birds, but it's not that. So maybe it's Dial M for Murder?
Nope. It's Vertigo.
Oh, that makes sense.
it being called Body That Falls? It makes
sense? Yeah, because it's Vertigo is the sensation that down.
Okay, but I thought it had something to do with the plot.
Oh, you know what? I don't think I've ever seen Vertigo, so I don't know.
Okay, neither have I. Okay, that's why I was expecting you to explain it to me. Okay, no, but Vertigo, I know what it means. Okay.
So I was sitting here like, why doesn't he know that one? He knows everything.
I think I was just distracted by the green macaws.
Yeah, they want to play too.
They'd be better at Boulder Dash than me, though. So I... That's sad.
So first they would have to acquire human language, learn Portuguese, and then learn English, and then understand what a game is, and possibly what a dictionary is.
That's very funny. Have a list of five different movies. They are very, very famous, but I'm going to pronounce them as a Portuguese speaker from Brazil would, and then I would like to see if you can guess that. Again, guys, I'm not saying that Brazilians that nobody would pronounce them correctly. I'm just saying that this is how most people would pronounce them, and this is how I hear people pronounce the name of these movies if they don't have a good grasp of the English language, at least a basic level English. Anyway, the first one is very famous, you might be able to get, and I'm exaggerating a bit, but in general people would pronounce it Harry Potter.
Is it perhaps the boy's name?
Yes, it is.
Is he the chosen one?
Yes, he is.
Did he go to Hogwarts?
I think you've got it. Even the macaws have gotten it.
Yeah, they know all about it.
Anyway,
they live a long time. They probably read it when it first came out.
And I'm picturing them reading. Anyway, so Harry Potter, yeah. Number two is, this one is going to be difficult, because I remember when I lived in the United States, I used to ask people if they had seen it, because I lived there in 2002 and 2003. And back then, it was still a relatively new movie. So the name in Portuguese is, I mean, the way we pronounce it is Armagedon. Armagedon.
Oh. Is it Armageddon?
Ah, get out of here. Yeah.
<That's it. laughs> We all loved it because we thought Ben Affleck was so hot.
He used to be, yeah.
Is Matt Damon in that one?
Is it? Well, they're usually in the same movies, but no, I don't think there's one. Are we confusing it with Deep Impact? No, right now it's Armageddon. Yeah, he was in Armageddon.
No, it's the one Deep where he's with Liv Tyler, I think.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. And I don't want to miss the thing, the song. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to miss the thing.
The oil rig guys have to save the planet.
Anyway. The next one is not very difficult. If you got Armagedon, you're going to get the next one. Titanic.
Titanic?
Yeah, Titanic.
What? Oh. So the ch at the beginning must be a T.
Exactly.
Which now anyone listening probably guessed what it is, which makes it Titanic.
Good job. Nice. The last one is very simple because it was the last one I came up with, because it's going to be easy, especially now that you guys know about the ch sound. Mm-hmm. So this one, we just call him Batchman. Batchman.
Batchman. Oh, Batman.
Exactly.
I enjoy that he's called Batchman.
Yeah. When I was a child, okay, I'm going to get you. I'm going to try to get you now. It's this one. Nowadays, we use the English name. But when I was a child, we used to use the direct translation of the name, the title. Mm-hmm. It's Super Homem. Super Homem. Or as we say it, Super Homem. Altogether.
Well, that would literally be Superman.
Exactly. Good job.
I know what Omem is.
That's it. I would say that you got all of them. No, not all of them, but 90%.
No, I definitely missed. Did I miss Annie Hall? Probably. Uh-huh. And what else did I miss? I missed Naked Gun because.
Yeah, that's just impossible.
because the police are coming. I'm not going to get that.
Oh, by the way, I usually say the police as a singular noun, but I know you guys use it in the plural. So, yeah. So I said the police is coming. Yeah.
I didn't get Panic, quote unquote. So that's at least three I missed.
Yeah, but you didn't get it in, well, details.
Anywho. Yeah, but I'm saying you were awarding me a perfect score, and I just wanted to remind you I had missed some of them.
Much appreciated. And that's it. That was the game that I had prepared for today. Hope you enjoyed it.
I love turning over, you know, old American culture in my mind, trying to remember back.
That was interesting.
Yeah. And it's nice to think over, like, the holiday ones, like Home Alone.
I love Home Alone.
What's that one with Bruce Willis?
No. No,
and Snape's in it.
Snape's?
Snape from Harry Potter.
Oh, okay. Sure. Yeah, that actor has actually died.
Yeah, he did. Last year, I think. Yeah. Oh man, why can't I think of it? It's technically a Christmas movie, but it's like
with Bruce Willis.
Yeah. It's Die Hard.
Is it a Christmas movie?
Yes. Watch it at Christmas. It's so much fun.
Oh, I didn't know at all. But Home Alone, I used to watch it every single Christmas. Every Christmas, mm-hmm. I watch Home Alone.
My guess is I must have watched it at a friend's house for the first time, because it doesn't seem like the kind of thing my parents would have let us watch. Because there's a lot of violence.
Yes. It's the foundation of the movie.
Yeah. Well, thanks for setting that up. That was fun.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun.
Yeah, I like trying to understand Portuguese.
And you do a great job. Studied it, but it's different when you actually see it. And I remember that, if I'm not mistaken, it was our high school French teacher. He mm-hmm. said something to me, because I took French as my foreign language in high school there. Mm-hmm. So I remember him explaining to us that New England was famous for the foliage.
Mm-hmm.
And I fell in love with it. The colors are just amazing.
I know. It's so good. It used to come earlier and be more dramatic, because mm-hmm. what causes the chlorophyll to go out of the leaves mm-hmm. is warm-ish days and very, very cold nights,
mm-hmm.
that it's a signal to the tree when the sap flows back and forth that way, that it's time to close off the chlorophyll. Mm-hmm. Where was I going with this? Oh, that
you would know.
that that summer and fall have gotten hotter and hotter as aged because of climate change. Mm-hmm. So now fall is often like it's late getting here, and then by the time it does, it's really windy and rainy. So you have like 3 days of like, ooh, the leaves, some of them turn orange and red, and most of them are brown or still green. And then you'll get like this torrential rainstorm, and the next day it'll like all be gone. Which is like always tricky trying to time it, because Mike's parents would come visit us in early October. And it was always a toss up whether everything was still going to be green, or we would have had that one rainstorm that takes all the leaves. Did you end up like doing any leaf raking or anything like that?
No, I don't think so. I remember that some people went apple picking while I was there, but I mean, no offense, of course, but I didn't find that attractive in the least. The idea of going to a farm to pick apples, no, that doesn't sound appealing to me at all. But that is in the fall, right? I'm not going crazy.
No, it is.
Yeah, so yeah, that's what I remember. No, so I didn't do any leaf raking. I did do a lot of snow shoveling, but that's not what we're talking about.
But yeah, into the winter, yeah.
But just so you know, I'm thinking about the things that I did and I didn't do while I was there.
Yeah.
But no, leaf raking, no. But I do remember, I love the colors of fall. I would say that fall in New England, so long as you guys still have it, it's my favorite season of the year, because it's not as cold as during the winter. Because on paper, the winter in New England and in Canada, the Midwest, whatever, it's very appealing and attractive to a person who comes from the tropics. But you know that in real life, it's not as much fun. So I think that fall is such a nice season, and the color of the leaves, I like it.
Yeah, it's so wonderful when we can actually get the temperature to change to like being from hot and humid to crisp and cool. That's like my favorite weather possible. And it's just, I don't know, it's just nice to walk around and feel like it's time for apple picking. You go to the apple farm or the apple orchard, and there's like hay bales and corn husks decorating stuff, and yeah, you get to have hot apple cider and a cider donut, which is delicious.
I love donuts, period.
And they used to have, I think at Hamilton Orchards, is that in New Salem? They used to have like painted pumpkins, and we were like obsessed with buying them when we were little, which was dumb because like go home and paint your own pumpkin, kid. But they had like funny cartoony faces, and like a lot of them had like big eyelashes. I don't know.
So which of the four seasons do you guys associate with maple syrup? The fall?
The maple syrup. So the opposite tree process happens in the spring, where, well, not the opposite, but it's obviously warm in the day and cold at night, but it gets the sap moving through the tree. And when that happens, you can tap the tree to get the sap to fall out. And that's possible, most possible in the spring. Probably around March. In some rural places, they will actually have like festivals of like gathering the sap and boiling it into syrup. Like there was a place that did that in Williamstown up in the forest.
That's cool.
Yeah. And there was that one, that little alpaca farm that had that beautiful view of the mountains in Lanesboro that had that that sells maple syrup. I think Mike actually ordered some through the mail like last week.
Oh, maple syrup is the best. But what I was going to say, I mean, it's a topic for another podcast anyway. But I was going to say that something that I remember, I went with my host father and some of the other exchange students. We went to a store that sold maple syrup. And what I never forgot was that they didn't have anybody there selling the product. They had the product stacked, And then you would get as many as you would like to buy. Mm-hmm. You would write down, there was a notebook for you to write down how many you got. And then mm-hmm. you would leave the money inside a box. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was insane for me. How can you trust people so much? I don't trust humanity that much. Leave the box there and say, oh, okay, just write down how many you got and you're just leaving the money.
Yeah, in some rural communities, especially if there's like a farmer that doesn't have kids around to run the store or anything, they will just do one of those doors always open, product laid out, put money in the box type stores.
That's nice.
There's a really nice one in Williamstown where they have a dairy and they make their own cheese and yogurt. And I think there's a yogurt product called Skyr that tastes even better than yogurt that we were all obsessed with. Oh, it was Cricket Creek Farm. As you can tell, I miss the Berkshires in the fall because the Berkshires in the fall are the most beautiful. Yeah.
It's the other thing. Area.
Oh, it's so gorgeous. I love it. The other thing I was going to ask you was, as a Brazilian, what did you think of Halloween?
I mean, I kind of grew up with it because it's not part of our culture, but it's part of pop culture. Let's put it like that. And especially English courses and some schools, they had a Halloween party. Oh, I do have an interesting story to tell you about Halloween. But I grew up with it. It was not so foreign to me. It always came to me as a gringo thing, like a thing that people from other countries did, especially the United States. So it was not typically Brazilian, but it's like, okay, I'm going to give a weird example here, but it's like growing up with Coca-Cola. You mm-hmm. know it's not from your country, in my case, but it's something like it's part of life. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know if that makes sense to you.
Yeah, but, that makes sense.
So I don't know if we've talked about it. I'm sure we've talked about it in our lives, but not on the podcast. But anyway, in Brazil, Halloween is associated directly with scary things. Mm-hmm. Witches, vampires, zombies, mummies, whatever. So this is what it's like in Brazil. But I know that in the United States, it's also very common for you guys to wear costumes. Random costumes like a nurse or a pirate, you know, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. In this, ironically, the time of year when this is common in Brazil is carnival. If it's carnival and you want to wear a costume of a pirate or a nurse, a mad scientist, whatever, you just wear it. That's the time to do it. But if you go to a Halloween party, you're going to be dressed as something scary. Like a monster or something. So there was a party. A cousin of mine, her daughter, it was her daughter's birthday on Halloween. And then she invited my husband and I to come to a party. It was going to be a Halloween party. And I said, sure. We didn't talk about it. I mean, my cousin and I, we didn't talk about it. She just said, oh, you're invited to the party. Just come. And then Beto and I decided to rent costumes. And I should be embarrassed to say this, but I'm not. I said, good gay couple Halloween costumes, because I wanted to be something that matched. And then I came up with Mario and Luigi, because my first name is Luis, of course, so it's Luigi in Italian. So Beto and I, we dressed up as Mario and Luigi. However, I forgot that in Brazil, Halloween is only something scary. So we were just the two weird adults dressed up as movie cartoon characters, video game characters. Exactly. Because there was, I don't know if you remember, but there was a cartoon, a Mario cartoon in the past. Based on the video game. Anyway, so we were dressed, the two adults dressed as video game characters, surrounded by people dressed as fairies and vampires, and everybody was looking at us funny. And I said, oops.
So it basically looked like a goth convention, and then you two walked in like,
Exactly. Nice sound effects. It's a me, Mario.
That's funny. So my brother Ken and Dee and I recorded a history of Halloween to inform the discussion you and I might have later about Halloween in general. But I will post that, I guess, after I post this episode.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know where else I could go with that. I'm just telling you it exists. And we will put it up.
Okay.
So you've been listening to New Yankee Word Shop. I guess we'll see you next time.
See you soon, guys, and thank you for joining us.
Falasario.
Bon final de semana.